Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
If we get Durant, we're going to have to give up Bam or Butler. No, they're not going to give up Butler. Trading for Durant seems unrealistic when he says he wants to play with Butler, Bam, and Lowry. Yes, you are correct, Tony, because Bam has to go. And you're going to, I keep saying this. I know that they have to trade Simmons somewhere else, trade him to Miami. That's the best way you get Durant. You have to take the bad with the good. Talk about, you know, that other guy was talking about taking a bad contract. You really can't do that. There's the bad contract. The only way you can do it. Because you'll have, in order to get Durant, you say, well, we'll take Ben Simmons off of you. We'll give you Bam. And then the Suns can't match that. They don't have a Bam player to deliver. So that would be a really good move for them. You know what I mean? And then you throw in whatever else, a couple picks and a player, another player or two or whatever, and that's it. So you keep kind of your core and you ship Bam, and then you get, listen, go back and listen to our show, I don't know, 7-8 months ago, something like that. I said it, Ben Simmons, one of the few teams that could save Ben Simmons is this one right here. His flaky ass, his, you know, generational Z thinking, which is just whack the way some of these kids think nowadays. Miami is one of the few teams in the world that can save Ben Simmons from Ben Simmons. That's the only way I think it kind of works, because yeah, you trade Durant, but you also get rid of Simmons. So you got rid of Harden, Kyrie, and Simmons. You got rid of all your headaches. If you're the Nets, now you're starting with a completely clean slate, because remember, once you trade Durant, Simmons becomes the guy, and we all know he can't be the guy. He's not mentally there. Simmons is a guy that's going to be a facilitator, all that. He needs a couple of stars around him because he's not going to elevate people. He's not going to take the team to another level and carry them and all that, because scoring he can't. And my Lord, that's what you got to do in this league. But if he can be the guy that facilitates to everybody. See, the problem is you can't have Ben Simmons and Bam Adebayo on the same team on the floor at the same time. Because now you have two guys that can't shoot. That puts a burden on the other three. But if you get rid of Bam and keep Ben, then the guy that replaces Bam has to be a yurt, has to learn how to shoot more. Yeah, you're going to have to get somebody that can shoot better, get the kid Miles Turner from Indiana or something. You're going to have to get somebody that's a little bit more of a shooter because Ben can't. So everyone else has to be able to shoot. And remember, if you bring Ben Simmons here, Jimmy Butler can't shoot. So that puts a burden on the rest of the three guys too. Forgot about that. Okay, because I don't want Ben Simmons and I don't want Jimmy Butler shooting anywhere past 19 feet. I know Jimmy will occasionally make it, occasionally get on a little streak, hit a couple of shots here or there. But normally, I don't want anything to do with Jimmy Butler shooting deep shots. Nothing. I want him around the paint, attacking the rim with those freaking vice grips for hands that he has, and take it to the hole, because he is one of the best I've ever seen at contact and in traffic around the basket. Very few people I have ever seen in the history of the NBA control the ball through traffic, take hits, and still be able to score. That's a gift that Jimmy has that is superstarish. So it's a very interesting dynamic, I gotta say. Jamie says, Big O, I'm so happy we didn't trade for Watson. I would be missing on my Finns family, as I would be forced to give up my fandom. No Watson to Miami, probably the best move of the offseason. Yeah, definitely. Jimmy, doesn't he hate Simmons? Yeah, KJ, but unfortunately, you know, he doesn't run the team, bro. And if you want to play with Durant, that's where Riley's going to sit down with him and say, you want to win a ring? Okay, I got you, Durant. Yeah, we got you, Ben Simmons, but you're going to have to help me with Ben Simmons. And then Jimmy's going to say, all right, let's do it. Because Jimmy would rather play with Durant Because in the end, if Ben is struggling, you know, you try to keep Gabe Vincent here and let him run the offense. And in scoring situations, you take Ben out and you put Gabe in. In defensive situations, you put Ben Simmons in. So you can do things like that if Ben doesn't improve his offense, which, you know. But I just think that that's kind of the craziest way it could happen, that you have to take the Ben Simmons contract. And Phoenix doesn't have to take the – they have Phoenix and Toronto. I don't know if – I don't even know if Durant wants to go to Toronto, but Toronto and Phoenix have way more ammunition than Miami, that they don't have to take the Simmons contract, where Miami doesn't have enough ammunition that they would have to take the Simmons contract and move Bam. So if that can happen, then that's the way it would be.